Hey there. We're doing that deep dive on RNA manufacturing you were asking about. And yeah, it really took off practically overnight, didn't it?
It's pretty amazing when you think about the decades of research behind it all, though. It took something as huge as a global pandemic to really get things moving. And with COVID-19, things needed to move fast, so suddenly RNA vaccines were at the forefront.
Yeah, the speed of that whole mRNA vaccine development was incredible. But you know, it's really cool. This tech, it's not just about vaccines. You sent over that dense research, and that scientific review article on RNA manufacturing really got me thinking, like, what else can it do?
Well, RNA-based therapies, they all come down to two main things. First, you have the RNA itself. You can think of it like the active ingredient. It's like a messenger, delivering instructions to our cells to make a very specific protein. And in the case of those COVID-19 vaccines, that protein, it was the virus's spike protein.
Right, so our bodies could learn to recognize it and be ready to fight it off when the real deal came along.
Exactly. But here's the thing about RNA. It's super delicate. Think of it as a VIP needing a serious security detail to get through a crowd. And that's where the second key component comes in, lipid nanoparticles. We call them LNPs for short.
Oh yeah, LNPs, those are like tiny little delivery vehicles, right?
Precisely. They protect the RNA from falling apart too quickly in the body, and they even help it slip into our cells to get the message delivered and get to work.
Makes sense. So in the research, you highlighted RNA's potential beyond just vaccines. Now that's where things get really interesting, don't you think?
For sure. We're just scratching the surface. Imagine it treating cancer, tackling genetic diseases, even addressing cardiovascular and autoimmune diseases. Imagine personalized medicine, therapy specifically customized for your own unique genetic makeup.
I mean, personalized medicine, that's been the holy grail for a long time, hasn't it? And what kind of impact could that have on how we treat diseases?
Oh, it could revolutionize healthcare. Imagine receiving a specifically tailored RNA therapy, say for your specific cancer cells. It could mean fewer side effects and it could be way more effective. Or picture a treatment designed to correct the very specific genetic mutation that's causing a rare disease. This level of precision that we're talking about here, well, that's what makes RNA technology so incredibly promising.
That's really incredible when you think about it, but I imagine this also must make the manufacturing process way more complicated.
Yeah, you're totally right. Figuring out how to scale up production to meet this demand for personalized therapies, all while making sure that the quality and consistency are top-notch. That is a massive, massive challenge. How do you make sure that each batch, which is basically unique, still meets the same strict standards? Researchers and manufacturers are really wrestling with this one.
It's amazing. In such a short time, we've gone from pandemic solutions to talking about personalized medicine. This RNA revolution is just gaining steam. But you mentioned something earlier called quality by design. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's unpack what that even means. This quality by design thing, it keeps popping up in the research. They shorten it to QBD, which I have to admit sounds a little jargony. Can you break that down for us? What does that even mean?
It's actually a lot more straightforward than it sounds. Think about traditional pharmaceutical manufacturing, like baking a cake, but with a whole lot more steps. So you follow the recipe, you combine your ingredients, you bake it, and then at the end, you test it thoroughly to make sure it's safe to eat.
And hope for the best. That doesn't sound very reassuring when we're talking about medicine that's going to be injected into people.
Right. And that's quality by testing in a nutshell. You're relying heavily on just testing that final product. QBD, on the other hand, is kind of like saying, okay, instead of just crossing our fingers and hoping the cake turns out all right, let's really try to understand every single step of this baking process so we can actually build quality in from the very beginning.
So it's more about having a much deeper understanding of the whole process from start to finish.
Exactly. And when it comes to RNA therapies, this is absolutely critical because RNA is so complex and so fragile. I mean, we're not talking about just mixing up some ingredients in a bowl. RNA therapies involve working with these really complex biological molecules, and they definitely have a mind of their own.
It's true. There are so many things that can affect them. And I noticed in the research, when they talk about potential quality issues for RNA products, that table is massive. RNA degradation, impurities, and it goes on and on. What would you say are some of the biggest challenges when it comes to making sure that these therapies are both safe for people and actually work?
Yeah, it's pretty daunting when you see that whole list, isn't it? Two major challenges come to mind. So first you have RNA degradation. RNA is so fragile, it's incredibly prone to breaking down. And if that happens, it can have a big impact on how effective a therapy actually is.
So is that why some of those mRNA vaccines, why they have to be kept at those crazy low temperatures?
Exactly. Storing them at those super cold temperatures helps to slow down that degradation process. But logistically, it's a nightmare, especially when you think about distribution. I mean, there are so many parts of the world where they simply don't have the infrastructure in place to keep things that cold. It's a huge obstacle to actually making sure that everybody has equal access to these groundbreaking therapies.
Absolutely. So what's the other big challenge then?
So the second one is something called immunogenicity. Basically, it's the ability of a substance to trigger an immune response.
But isn't that kind of a good thing when it comes to vaccines? We want our immune systems to kick in, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. It can be both good and bad.
Yep.
Sometimes we want a really strong immune response, like with vaccines. But other times, it can actually be a problem. If you have too much inflammation, it can actually make a therapy less effective. And it can also cause some not-so-fun side effects.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot, getting just the right level of immune response, depending on what you're actually trying to achieve.
Exactly. The research actually highlights how scientists are currently looking for ways to fine-tune that immune response that's triggered by the RNA. And they're doing it based on how they want to use it. This is another area where personalized medicine is really important. Just imagine being able to control that immune response based on a person's individual needs. I mean, that is some next-level precision.
Wow. Okay, so we've got RNA degradation to worry about, and then this whole balancing act of managing the immune response, both big challenges for sure. So if we zoom out a little bit, how does this quality by design approach actually help to overcome these hurdles, especially when it comes to manufacturing? Like, how do you even begin to design quality into something this complex?
Well, that's where things get super exciting. By taking the time to really understand every single stage of that manufacturing process, from the raw materials all the way to that final product, scientists and engineers, they can actually pinpoint potential problems, you know, things that could cause inconsistencies, and come up with ways to control them. Imagine having this super detailed blueprint that not only tells you exactly what to do, but also explains why you're doing it and what could potentially go wrong along the way.
So like a super detailed instruction manual to help you avoid any pitfalls along the way.
I like it. So does this QBD approach lead to any cool new innovations in RNA manufacturing?
It does. In fact, the research mentions these things called factories in a box.
Factories in a box. Okay, now you've got me really curious. Are we talking like tiny little factories that can just whip up RNA therapies whenever we need them?
That's the general idea. It's about finding ways to make RNA manufacturing more efficient and more flexible and, get this, even distributed.
Oh, wait, did you say distributed? So not just these huge centralized facilities?
Nope. Imagine instead smaller, more agile, automated RNA production units that could be deployed anywhere they're needed, like mobile labs, hospitals, maybe even someday your local pharmacy.
Wow, that sounds straight out of the future. What would something like that mean for RNA therapies if it actually happened? Oh, the possibilities are huge. We could respond to disease outbreaks so much faster, even in really remote parts of the world. And it could mean more people having access to personalized medicine no matter where they live. The research even suggested that if we can get a handle on this whole RNA manufacturing thing, we could be looking at a future where we treat diseases by going straight to the source, addressing the root causes at the genetic level, instead of just trying to manage the symptoms.
Now that would be a total game changer. This is really starting to feel like we're on the edge of a whole new era in medicine. But let's be real for a sec. We are talking about some pretty futuristic concepts here.
We are, but you have to admit, the speed at which this technology is developing is mind-blowing. I mean, think about it. It wasn't that long ago that RNA therapies, they seemed like something out of science fiction. And look how far we've come in such a short time.
You're right. It's moving unbelievably fast.
Hey.
So for our listeners who are knee deep in this world already, what would you say is the biggest takeaway from all of this?
I think the biggest takeaway is that we are truly on the brink of a revolution in medicine. RNA technology has the potential to completely change how we approach treating and even preventing diseases. And what's even more exciting is we're just getting started. This is only the beginning.
A future with personalized medicine, factories in a box, treatments that target the root causes of diseases, RNA technology is totally changing the game. This deep dive has taken us from the race for a COVID-19 vaccine to the incredible possibilities of personalized treatments and this idea of distributed manufacturing. We've only just scratched the surface here, but hopefully we've given you some things to think about. If there's one thing to remember, it's this. Keep asking questions and stay curious, because the world of RNA technology is evolving every day, and you definitely don't want to miss what comes next.